بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed in the Quran, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، لن تنالوا البر حتى تنفقوا مما تحبون وما تنفقوا من شيء فإن الله به عليم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, which means you cannot reach the level of birr, of piety, of the wilayah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until you spend in the path of Allah that which you love the most. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware of what you spend in His path. My brothers and sisters, I remind myself and you to reflect on this ayah and to think about how we treat our religion and how we treat whatever we do in the name of Islam. Let me ask you, in your careers, what are you aiming for? Is there anybody who says that it's okay as long as I'm getting a salary, what do I care? And somebody says, well, what about promotions? What about the fact that you are getting a salary which is 25% less than the market? What about the fact that people of your experience, of your qualifications are getting 50% more salary? Why are you working for this company which is paying you? Obviously, they don't recognize your worth. Obviously, to you, they are exploiting you. They have no value for you. Why are you working for them, right? Do you ever have this conversation? You do not have this conversation because nobody treats their job, nobody treats their employment in this way. In our employment, we want the best. We want to compare ourselves, benchmark ourselves against industry leaders. And if you are below that mark, then you feel very dissatisfied. Then you try to do something. I must change my job. I must do something that I can get the top. Same thing with academia. How many people who are going to schools and colleges, you or your parents, how many of you say, well, you know, as long as I pass, it's okay. As long as I don't fail. Somebody says, what about your scores? What about your, you know, the ranking in the university, ranking in the school and so on and so forth? What about your GP scores? He said, no, that doesn't matter. What does it matter? It's okay. You know, as long as I don't fail. People will say, no, of course it matters. Don't talk nonsense, because if you don't get those scores, you will not get admission for higher education. You won't be able to do a good degree and so on. No, it's okay. As long as it's some numbers. Will you ever do that? Do you ever see this conversation? You don't, because that's not how we think. As far as our academia is concerned, we try to do our best. If we fail to do our best, it's not because we didn't try. Despite trying, maybe something went wrong. But otherwise, we look for the best. Same thing in every aspect of life, right? What is the kind of car you buy? You buy the best possible car that you can buy, that you can afford. You don't say, no, as long as it's got four wheels and an engine, it's all right. No, it's not all right. It must have this, it must have that. We buy, and especially those of us who have money, we buy cars where the majority of features in that car you probably won't even use for the duration of the time that you have the car with you. Right, today there is so much of electronics in the cars that many people who drive those cars, they don't even understand those electronics. They will not even be able to use those facilities. But I must have the top of the line, fully loaded model of whichever it is car that I'm buying. Yeah? Same thing for our houses. If you are decorating your house and so on, I must have the best possible furniture, must have the best possible carpets, must have the best possible everything. If you get married, must have the best possible wife or husband. If you have children, do you say, oh Allah, as long as you give me a child which is alive, it's okay. The rest of it doesn't matter. Do you make this dua? You say, no, Ya Allah, give me a child who is healthy. Give me a child who is going to be very intelligent. Give me a child who is going to be a credit for me and sadaqatu jariyah for me. Or will you just say, well, as long as the child is not dead, you know? We don't say that, because this is not how we think. Now tell me, how do we think with regard to Islam? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, you cannot reach the level of piety, you cannot reach excellence until you spend in the path of Allah that which you love the most. What do we love the most? For example, we love the most our sleep in the morning, meaning at the end of the night. just before we wake up for Salatul Fajr. Those people who wake up for Tahajjud, they don't have this problem. But those who don't pray Tahajjud, when you wake up for Fajr, so now what happens? How does it translate? It translates into saying, well, what is the latest time at which I can pray Fajr? Now think about this. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us certain facilities, certain rukhsah. With regard to the times of salah, there is a time when the salah comes in and there is a time when the salah goes out. So as long as you are praying within that period, your salah is valid, inshallah, there is no problem, right? Jibreel alayhi salam came and taught the two times to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But what did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what did he say about when to pray and how did he pray? We know the hadith where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best time to pray salah is the afdal time. The afdal time is when the salah time comes in, which means in the early part of it. As soon as the salah time comes in, within 15 minutes, within 10 minutes, as soon as it comes in, whatever the case might be, that is the best time to pray. We are not saying the salah is not valid. If you pray it 15 minutes before it ends, it is still valid. But is it the best? It is not the best. And I don't make the rules. Rasulullah ﷺ made the rules. And he said the best time is as soon as the salah time comes in. Now, what do we do with our salah? That is why I think about this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ أَلَّذِينَ هُمْ أَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ يُرَاؤُونَ. Allah is saying, woe to the people who pray. Woe to the musalleen. Allah is not saying woe to those who leave the salah. No. We are not talking about those who leave salah. We are talking about those who pray but who delay their salah. Now think about this. Why does anybody delay salah? For their personal convenience, right? Whatever the reason might be. I want to sleep a little more. I am watching this game. I don't want to leave it now because it's at a critical time. I am reading this book. I'm doing this project. I'm writing something. I'm doing something. I'm in a meeting. Whatever the case might be, you are delaying salah because you are giving importance and precedence to your own desire, to your own priorities, to yourself over the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is what it is in simple terms. That is why you are delaying salah. No matter what the reason, all the reasons point to the same thing. I am more important than Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Hayya ala salah, hayya ala falah. Yeah, that can wait. Allah is calling, yeah, hold on, I'm coming. I didn't say I won't come, I will come. Now you hang on, you wait. Na'udhu billah. This is what we are doing with our attitude. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best time to pray salah is at its earliest time. Go look up the hadith. Right? But we find excuses. No, it's okay. Salah is valid even if it's at the end. No, it's convenience of people. Convenience of people for what reason? Why can't people make the extra effort for Allah? Think about this. We don't get a medal for doing our duty. We get a medal for doing more than the duty. If you are in the military, if you are in the corporate world and so on, you get awards for what? For doing over and above duty. To do the duty, you get a salary. Alhamdulillah, salah is valid. Box is ticked. But is Allah going to be particularly pleased? Allah knows best. Because the best time to pray is the earliest time. Similarly, Abu Talha al-Ansari radiallahu anhu came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When this ayat was revealed, he said, Ya Rasulullah, this is my garden. I want to give it in charity for the sake of Allah. It was his most valuable property. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, why are you doing that? He said, because Allah said, لَنْ تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا بِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. I want to give my most valuable property in charity. He's not saying, I'll give you my spare cash. Alhamdulillah, the one who is spending spare cash is also doing a good deed. We are not here talking about the difference between good and bad. We are talking about the difference between good and best. خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Allah said, we have created death and life to test you to see which of you will do the best deed. Not good deed. Good deed is, for a Muslim to do a good deed is the standard. It is the default setting. For a Muslim to deliberately commit a sin is unthinkable. So if you are doing a good deed, alhamdulillah, this is proof that you are Muslim. But is that going to get you an award and reward? No. The awards and rewards, the extra benefit, the pleasure of Allah comes from doing more than what is required. And what is more than required? Take some pain for the sake of Allah. You take pain for the sake of anything and everything. Take some pain for the sake of Allah. Now, where I live in America here, we see people even in winter going out of their homes, all bundled up, taking their dog for a walk. These are people who are taking pain for their dog because they love that dog. People take pain for their spouses because they love the spouses. People take pain for their hobbies, for what they like to do. Right? They go to all kinds of time and trouble. They go to all kinds of pains in order to fulfill that desire. Ask yourself, what pain am I taking for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And it's pain because, again, weakness of faith. It should be a pleasure. I do more for the sake of Allah because it's a pleasure for me to do more for the sake of Allah. Not even because it's a pain. It's not a pain. Alhamdulillah, I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving me the opportunity to do more. Right? Why don't we think like this? This is how we should think. And I'm giving you the dalil of the Quran and the Sunnah for this. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to help us and enable us to do that which is pleasing to Him and save us from that which does not please Him. And to do things in order to take pains in order to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rabbal alamin.